Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show, this is Bob.
Hello everybody, this is Shakes O'Toole.
Shakes
O'Toole.
This shouldn't be Shakes His Tool.
No, it's just Shakes O'Toole. Shakes O'Toole. Welcome to Static Radio.
Hey Shakes.
All my friends in Ireland.
What's a shake and shakes?
Shakes O'Toole. All my friends in Thailand. Welcome. Just the bummer.
Were you doing a little sex vacation or what?
I was watching Irish porn. I'm sure.
Over in Thailand, isn't that where they do all the sex vacations?
I don't know. No, you know, we were at one of those, you know, Mega Mart, you know, hardware stores today.
Yeah.
And
what were you buying? Some nails?
Oh Christ! My wife had a list. Jesus.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of projects does she have going on there?
It's like she wants like a 1x12 piece of wood to put behind our couch, so our couch doesn't sit so close to the wall.
Okay. Why would you put a piece?
There's
of wood
a register. There's a register right behind the
just
couch.
Just pull the couch out.
Well, it keeps going back though. Like real fat guys like me jump on the couch and it goes, you know, slides back. But the guy, I'm just letting my wife handle this, you know. So there's all these young dudes.
As
you know,
usual, yes.
As usual, I'm just there for the ride. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Explaining to one of these young dudes, like, hey, dude, you know, I need this. He's like, oh, go over there. That's where they have the value wood.
Value wood.
Or was that it?
That's what your wife is looking for, a little value wood.
Oh, hey, if I ever become a porn star, I think I want to try to do wood or something.
Hey, my value wood.
What was it? Economy wood? It was some weird name like that. The value. You know, it's all this warp shit you never use on a real project. Yeah, that's all.
They're still trying to make money on it, right?
Yeah, they'll, like, squeeze out any frickin' penny they can.
Yeah.
I nail my dish there, you know, hey.
What did you do? Nail it to the back of the couch or what?
I think she just threw it on the floor and pushed the couch back.
Wouldn't that cover the vent then?
No, it's on the floor.
Yeah.
The wood is on the floor.
Right. Where's the vent?
The vent is right behind. It's, you know.
On the floor, right?
It's on the floor, yes.
So now instead of the couch covering up the vent, you have a piece of wood covering up the vent.
The vent blows out like 3 or 4 inches above the floor.
This is only
a 1x12. It's only about an inch thick.
Oh, okay.
The value wood. What the hell? It's something like that. Economy wood.
You want the discount cuts.
Ah, you want the wood there.
You want the trimmed ends.
Yeah.
All you had to do was put a piece
trimmed
behind.
Ends. Yeah, that'd be a porn star girl. I'm trimmed ends. Hi there, how you doing there? I'm value wood, how you doing?
All you need to do is put a little piece behind each leg.
Right.
But you got a whole big piece of wood back there.
Right. It's about a foot long, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Well, that couch sees a lot of action. You know, we're a big family, and, you know, there's a lot of animals up there. There's all sorts of shit that happens.
There's a lot of ass slamming going on.
Yeah, there's some hefty ass that jumps up on that couch. Yeah.
You ever see a building implode? I can only imagine that's what it's like when you fall on the couch. It's like...
You know, the funny thing is... That, like, a long time ago, my wife just had to have these couches. It's like a sleeper couch and, like, a love seat.
Is that, you still have the one where it flips out with the feet and everything?
No, those went by a long time ago, yeah.
Is that the one you threw off the balcony or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, it's just, like, these couches, like, a long time ago.
Huh?
Like, 10 years ago, my wife had to have these, like... Oh, I love this.
Yeah.
And now, like 10 years in, these fucking couches suck. They suck.
Sleeper couches are so heavy, man.
Well, why don't we get some new ones? No! No, we'll just have these. I have to hear those every day. Every day of my life,
I'm going to go throw a piece of wood behind the couch.
I hate it. It was by value wood, all right, Miles? I go, why don't we just take our tax return? I'll get you a nice...
Was it like Meet Normus would or anything?
Yeah, Meet Normus. How you doing? No, I don't know.
Evidently, every time you go to a store, all the descriptors have to do with something that has to do with a penis.
Yeah, I know.
Meet Normus.
Yeah,
you
know, I know.
I want the value wood, you know.
And like the cushions like seem to come out. Like every time you get up and move, like the cushions will like move further and further away from the couch until they're off the couch. Yeah. And like me and the kids like won't fix them. So my wife's like, "Fuckers! I don't have to fix the cushions. You sons of bitches!
Put some Velcro on the back."
I'm like, "God damn, man." I go, this is
chill.
The freaking couch that you wanted 10 years ago. Shut up! I'm like, what?
Put some Velcro or something on the bottom of those things.
Yeah, it's a freaking couch, man. Jeez.
Is this the one upstairs or downstairs?
They're upstairs. It's like, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember that now.
And, like, even my one kid will actually sit on the couch with no cushion if need be. He won't put it on.
He's so lazy.
He won't. He'll just be like, oh, well, I'll just sleep on the sleeper part.
I'll just lay on all these frosted flakes.
Yeah, he will. I swear to God. And then my wife totally gets freaked out. Lock on! Oh, my God!
Don't worry. I'll just sit here in Dad's filth.
Like, what the hell?
It's like a big mound of, like, frosted flakes and, like...
Oh, my God.
Like, chicken breading and pubic hair all mashed together.
My kids don't care. They'll sit in anything.
Dad, it's a tapestry of garbage.
I mean, I won't get that bad. I'll actually put the cushion back on, but, you know.
Yeah, you say that now, yeah.
I mean, I'll sit with it, like half off, and then...
The truth be known, my friend. The truth
Look
be known.
Look at all freaked out. Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch!
Beat your... At least if they get beat with couch cushions, it won't hurt so much.
No.
Better than wire hangers. You know?
I know. Isn't that crazy? That is so, isn't that crazy, though? It is crazy.
Get your bare off off that bare ass off that couch.
And it wouldn't be bad, but it's like every day of my life I have to hear this. I go, why don't we just throw these out? We'll buy some new ones here down the road.
No!
Ow! Ow!
Why don't we just let the crumbs build up and become the couch cushions? Yeah. They'll stick.
Yeah, I
guarantee
some,
you.
Here are some bugles. Here, let me get this started.
Really crunch those up. There you go.
And God knows what's in there anyway. You know,
and then, like in order to get it to all bind, I'll stay up tonight and watch Cinemax.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
By the time you wake up in the morning, there'll be a whole new couch cushion here.
Oh, man.
That's we'll call crazy. It the DNA cushion. That's what do you great. Think, honey?
Yeah. You know, if you ever come back to visit, just wait till I get new couches, okay? Because I don't want you to hear this when you
Well, I don't know. Last time I visited, you basically looked like you just dumped a whole boatload of something in the front room, so I don't know.
Oh, you know what? It still looks...
We show up and I'm like, didn't you guys move in about a year and a half ago?
Oh, yeah.
It looked like you just moved in and like took a whole box and dumped it out in the front room.
It still looks that way. That's a funny.
It's like, what? Haven't you been here a while now? Or?
There's like guys that lives in like that would live in frats would stop by and be like, God damn, man.
Yeah, really.
College people would be like, damn, this place. Ooh. Is
Nice. Yeah, well, I'll call this my uncomfortable weekend.
Okay.
Because I got roped into, I volunteered, but it was under, circumstance to take my daughter to a swim party. Mm-hmm. I didn't swim, thank goodness. And, And so that was not too bad, but I was, uncomfortable the whole time because I don't know what to do with the swim party, you know what I mean? I was waiting around there and,
Talked to all the hot moms.
Well, a lot of them were swimming, and so then you just feel weird, I feel like an emperor or something with people just parading around in front of me or something. It's weird.
I'll keep the towel on my lap, honey.
Well, I was by myself, so.
Why don't you go swimming?
Yeah.
Swim?
It was, I didn't want to go swim. That's all right. So, yeah, that was a little weird, you know, and they're all strange. Well, everybody seems to know everybody except for me, of course.
Or was it at, like, a hotel or something? Or
no, it was at, like, the Y, so.
At the Y. So you go to the Y, and you're, like, the only parent not swimming.
No, that wasn't, there was other parents not swimming, but I was not the only one that wasn't swimming. But I don't know any of them, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know.
Yeah.
One of those, my daughter knows this kid, and I don't have any clue, you know. So I go through that whole uncomfortable ordeal.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, where did you look? You know what I mean? What do you do with your eyes the whole time you're at the swim party?
Watch your kid swim?
Well, I did do that, but you can't help but looking at other stuff, you know what I mean? So.
Okay. Elaborate on the other stuff?
Or? Well, no, there's other, you know.
You are watching other people swim.
Yes.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying to get at the truth. Yeah.
Well, it just seems kind of odd to me, you know.
It's trying to move the story along a little bit here. I think you're building up to something here, but I'm just waiting for the payoff. You know, I'm like, okay.
Well, no.
There's a payoff coming, I hope. I'm hoping.
I don't know about this story. I just think it's kind of weird, you know, just to watch other people swim. You either participate or you don't. I just think it's kind of, like, freaky, don't you?
Yeah.
I feel a little odd sitting there, and I'm like, you know, well, I'll read the you know, heater, and I'll read this. And then you look down, and there's some, young teenage girl in a bikini or something. Oh, I don't think I should be looking over there.
Here we go. Okay, I knew we were getting somewhere. Okay.
You know what I mean?
So yeah, I knew we were going somewhere with
it. It all becomes severely inappropriate all of a sudden, you know?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm getting this now. Go ahead.
So I was weirded out. So then, I didn't realize this.
Yeah.
Well, it happened to be a duel birthday party. I wasn't aware of this going into this. There was a younger sibling and an older sibling.
Huh.
Yeah. So I was a little bit embarrassed to find out the older sibling was this girl in a bikini. So after the fact, you know, I thought, oh, is this the neighbor's kid or something? And they're just tagging along. No, there you go.
Did you know that Lolita was my favorite movie growing up?
No.
It's about a young man and...
no. Humbert.
Yeah.
Oh, Lolita!
Yeah, all right. So you're being a perv. You're checking out the older...
I'm just looking. I'm not being a perv. I just felt like a perv.
Well,
so.
You're being a perv, basically. That's pretty much a perv.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so that we got through all that, thank goodness.
Yeah.
That wasn't too long. But then today, this is like the worst. That was just kind of freaky. Then today, my wife, my daughter is going to this Girl Scout skating party, and my wife is supposed to go.
Right.
And she gives me the I don't feel good. And I go, oh yeah, I'll go. And I will tell you.
You got the trots.
Yeah, no. So I go, and it's like 200 Girl Scouts skating.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming and carrying on, and it's total chaos.
Yeah.
And there's supposed to be some, you know, you're supposed to be able to eat pizza and stuff, but you had to eat in shifts because there's so many fucking people.
Right.
As soon as I hit the door, I felt like, you know, I was being suffocated, you know. And I realized why my wife didn't feel good. She went to the last one, evidently, and so then she basically just, you know, my daughter wants to go, and then she's decided, you know, probably, I don't know if I really want to go and be, you know, in this, you know, I don't know, it's like Thunderdome or whatever, you know, on the roller skating rink.
One, two go in, and right. One comes out.
200 go in, and one comes out.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Blaster.
Yeah, it was like, oh.
You look like the big retarded guy.
Yeah, I do.
So, did you skate or did you?
I did not skate. I actually should have skated, but...
why didn't you bring, like, Entertainment Weekly with you or something? Or...
Well, no.
It's read something, man.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I'm just barely escaped having to swim, to be honest with you. And so I ended up walking my daughter around because she's not very good at skating. And so,
come on, Bindi.
Yeah. Well, I got like really bad knees, and so I'm really scared to skate, to be honest with you, with how about like a blowout.
Weight restriction on the wheels, too.
So I'm gonna flatten out the wheels. We can't rent you any skates because we're afraid you're gonna flatten the wheels.
There's going to be a $100 deposit on those skates. Because
they are having pizza here tonight, and we're afraid that you might get up there and flatten the wheels. I could have got skates, but I was like, nah. One good wipeout, and then there's going into the arthroscopic surgeon, you know. I was glad I didn't, because there was any number of times where I almost got pulled down without skates on by my daughter, so, you know. And she kept grabbing hold of my fingers, and I thought I was going to pop a finger out of a socket, because she was, like, falling down, she grabbed my fingers, and, you know. So, anyway. That was a weird deal. So I didn't want to get my fingers yanked out of their sockets because she'd, like, fall, and she'd grab for my fingers, you know. So I'm like, no, don't grab. I'm like telling her, don't grab my fingers, grab my arm. So my arm hurts tonight from getting tugged on here.
Oh, daddy.
And then, but the terrible thing is she didn't even one of the ones that hurt me. Another little friend of hers skated by and, like, grabbed a hold of my arm and fell down and, like, socked me in the toe with a skate wheel. So my big toe hurts.
Yeah.
But I tell you, it was just like, you know, I felt like, you know, we were going to get herded and killed or something. There were so many people, like cattle or something, going to slaughter all these people in this building. It had to be way beyond fire code. I couldn't imagine.
The Greater St. Louis Skate Jamboree.
No kidding.
On the way.
It's on fire. I don't know how they get anybody out of there.
The building is on fire.
All we needed is Great White to show up and do a show. You know?
That's nice. Yeah, that's nice. That's really great.
All right, Girl Scouts, are you ready to rock?
Oh, shit. Every man for himself.
That's right. So, it was a whole big... And then, you know, my daughter's like, they're... You know, they're trying to be organized, which I don't know. I don't think I'm really that organized of a person.
Yeah.
But then I get into these situations, and I'm like, you know, I'm sure these people worked really hard at trying to get this all together.
Right.
But it failed miserably, you know what I mean? And I get, like, so aggravated. And, like, this one lady's like, I brought a bag for all our coats, like a big garbage bag.
Yeah.
And she's going to put everybody's coat and stuff in this garbage bag, right? And I'm like...
They don't have a coat check?
No, they don't have a coat check.
Oh, okay.
And this is a kind of ranky place. So...
is this like someone's backyard?
No. And so my daughter's like, oh, give... And I go, don't give him your coat. She's like, why? And I'm, don't. Just give me your coat. So I went, you know, everybody's cheaping out. I went and got a locker. It was like 50 cents.
You?
Know? Yeah, I know. Exactly.
Wait, everyone's cheaping out. Okay.
Everyone's cheaping out but me. They're putting all their coats in a bag.
Yeah, I thought hell had frozen over. I thought it got cold out, but okay.
So I'm like, you know, I didn't go into it. So I got one of the little lockers, you know, and for 50 cents, I figured that's probably a good deal. Yeah. So then right when it was time to leave, I could get my, you know, her coat and my coat and her shoes
and get
the F out of there. Yeah. And we get in the car, and I go, the reason I didn't want, you know, I couldn't explain to her, because, you know, it's all so loud, you can hardly hear anything, and there's, like, somebody on the microphone trying to get directions.
Okay, Girl Scouts, everybody, we jumped the gun there, I got the gun to go for the pizza.
I'm like, what the? Because they didn't even stop the music to do the announcements. It's like, boom, doo, boom, doo, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, how the hell are we supposed to know what to do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's all a bunch of little girls, and it's just it's like, oh, my gosh. So I like, you know, we're getting in the car finally. We're trying to get out of the parking lot, and I'm like, the reason I had to check, give that lady our coats is because I had to dig through that goddamn plastic bag to get our coats and get the hell out of here. I go, now, we're all ready to go. We're out, right?
Right.
Of course, we had to wait in the line of to get the car backed out, though. We had to wait because there was all these cars serpentined around to do pickups.
Because
they dumped their kids off, So, oh, God, I was just like, I told my wife she owes me so bad for that. Because, it was the most uncomfortable. Number one, it was almost more uncomfortable than the swim thing because not only is there all these people I don't know, but they're all these, basically all these women I don't know, and I don't know what to talk to them about, and I'm just sitting there, and there's only, there's only, like, two other guys in the whole building, and one of the guys looked pretty damn gay, if you ask me. Not talking to him.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Well, no, not because he's gay. It's just
He's gay.
Just like I don't know what was going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So yeah, it was just kind of one of those weird deals. And then it's like once it all got going, I was okay because I could focus on making her skate and everything. But the before and after was just killer.
This is like all in the same weekend.
Yes, exactly. That's why I'm like frazzled, man. I'm still jumpy.
You suck, dude.
That's probably why I didn't get sleep over the weekend,
Yeah, I'd go out. I've been like, I'm going to crow cruise the mall now, man.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I was all, all family here. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things. It's like, oh, my gosh. And I took her to the last Girl Scout event, which was, I think I talked about, which was some kind of sock hop thing. Did I talk about that with a bad DJ?
No.
It's a bad DJ who, for whatever reason, decided to point both the speakers in towards himself. So that every time he got on the microphone, it fed back. It's like, hey,
I've been doing this like 20 years.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like, well, you suck. Yeah, you suck.
Let's turn those out just a little bit,
Yeah. Hey,
and, buddy. I gotta have a monitor. I gotta know what I'm saying. I gotta hear myself. Yeah. You know, it's like every single time you opened up the mic. It's about as bad as the skate lady.
There's a bunch of like
Peanuts parents there.
It's like a bunch of like racy music, like too racy for little kids. No.
It was like all Hannah Montana and high school musical. Yeah.
My milkshake brings boys to the blind.
No, it wasn't any of that. Yeah. It was, but I mean, it has like this dance beat thing going on. And
don't you wish your girlfriend was hot like me?
So, yeah, it was just a whole, I'm frazzled, man. I'm just totally frazzled. So, yeah. I'll make an announcement.
When troops number 5 day, the pizza and go
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
Hey, Chuck, your parents sound pissed off.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey.
Hi, this.
Is it okay if my friend Marcy comes with me?
Anyway.
Yeah.
No, but. There was a whole thing there. There was a whole thing.
Yeah.
A whole lot of thing going on there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. That's fun.